Merely Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're starting Siman Tov Kuf Pei Dalet, which discusses the davening on Rosh Hashanah a little bit and the laning on Rosh Hashanah. Ein Amim Halo Brashan of Yom Kippur. You don't say Halo Brashan of Yom Kippur. Why not? Because the Sifri Chaim and Mesim are Psuchim. The books of life and death are open. Hashem is judging us today. And how can you say Shira? The Gemara quotes us that Hashem himself said this, Kaba Yachol. Even though we're confident that we'll be Zakai Bedin, but still you have to have the fear of the Emas Hadin. The way a person can be Zocha to a good din or Rosh Hashanah is that you're in fear of the Emas Hadin, of the awe of being judged today, and you do tshuva, and then you can have confidence that Hashem will give you a good din. But there's no Hallel in Rosh Hashanah. Hallel doesn't fit with the more serious tone of the day. Well, the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person says Tehillim every day, so you say that, and if Hallel is part of those days of Tehillim, then you would say, you could say those Tehillim, including the Hallel, on Rosh Hashanah as well, because you're not saying that, you're not saying it as song, you're saying it as Tefillah and Bakasha in front of Hashem. Well, the Ramah says we say Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah. But if it's Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, because it contains many, many bakashos. Now, there's a discussion about saying Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. On Rosh Hashanah, we try not to mention Chatayim at all. The Mishnah Berurah says that we should be Pischon Pel Lemekatreg. We don't want to mention our own Chatayim in Rosh Hashanah. So that's why there's a discussion whether you say the first line of Avinu Malkeinu or not, and some say you do, because Avinu Malkeinu means Avinu Malkeinu, our forefathers sinned in front of you, and we're saying Vidui for them, because the Torah quotes that you say Vidui for yourself and for your parents. But we, Hashem, you're our king, and therefore I say Laman Shemecha. So that's like his explanation of how it's possible to say all of Avinu Malkeinu, even the first sentence, and it's not considered you're mentioning your own chatayim on Rosh Hashanah. But when you say Avinu Malkeinu, so there's one where it says kra roa gzar dinenu. The Mishnah Berurah says you should say it in the following way: kra, rip up, roa gzar dinenu, rip up the evil decree. Not kra roa gzar dinenu, but rather kra, rip up, roa gzar dinenu, rip up the evil decree that if it's up there in Shemaim, and we should be left only with mercy from Hashem. Oh, now the Ramah says, Marichim piyutim ad chatzos. We add an extra tefilos on Rosh Hashanah. The davening goes long up until chatzos. And the Mishnah says, at least until chatzos, and go after chatzos. Now, if it's Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to finish by Chatzos. And here's the idea. You're not supposed to fast on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. And the Gemara says if you fast for half a day, then it once sets like you fasted the whole day. So you don't want to fast more than half the day on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So on a regular Shabbos, you're not supposed to start your Shabbos meal after Chatzos. Sometimes you daven 9 o'clock davening. It's a long davening. There's a drush until you get home. It's after chatzos. So the simple solution is to take a drink of water before you go to shul. Okay. Now on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's a Yom Tov, you're allowed to daven past chatzos because it's also the Yom Hadin. And therefore, we tone down some of the aspects of the Yom Tov. Just like we said, we don't say Hallel. It's a more muted simcha. And you're davening more and more on Rosh Hashanah. So it's okay to daven past Chatzos on Rosh Hashanah. But if it's Shabbos, so Shabbos is Shabbos, and you're not supposed to fast past Chatzos on Shabbos, even when it's Rosh Hashanah. Oh, Sif Beis. Well, see in Beis Sifrei Torah, we have two Sifrei Torah on Rosh Hashanah. In the first one, you read, Meshem Pokad Esara. You talk about, we read that Hashem remembered Sarah, that she should conceive. Hashem answered her tefillos on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says Sarah was answered on Rosh Hashanah, and Chana was answered on Rosh Hashanah. So that's why we read that parsha about Sarah being told she's going to have a child on Rosh Hashanah. Oh. And if it's on Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah you have five aliyahs. If it's Shabbos, you split up the five aliyahs into seven. And the Maftir, we read from the parsha of Karbanos in Parshas Pinchas. And in the Haftorah, the Shulchan Aruch says, we read from Shmuel Aleph, the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, the story of Elkanah and his two wives. What's the connection? Because just like Sarah was remembered on Rosh Hashanah, and she was an Akar, then she had a child, so too Hannah was blessed to have a child as well. And that's the connection between the Haftorah and Rosh Hashanah. As I mentioned before, the Gemara says Chana was also remembered on Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem listened to her tefillos. And furthermore, we learn by Chana that tefillah works, sincere tefillah helps, and brings about Hashem's rachamim. So we read this story that we should all daven like she daven, that Hashem should have mercy on us, on Rosh Hashanah, and give us a good deed. Oh, the Ramah quotes, some have a makom, have a minhag, that the Baal Tokeya is one of the five olim on Rosh Hashanah, that he's one of the five who gets one of the aliyahs on Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah adds on that the Baal Tfilas Musaf also gets an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah. The same thing on Yom Kippur, whoever is the Baal Tfilah for Musaf should get an aliyah on Yom Kippur as well. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Matei Efron that it's ra'ui, it's proper, that if you're a Yorei Hashem, try to get an aliyah on Yomim Narayim, get an added schus of the aliyah. And even if it costs money, so it's a mitzvah, yichnos abedamim, pay money for this. And it's a greater mitzvah. You'll have a greater schus from the mitzvah if it costs you money. So it's a good idea to spend money to get an aliyah on the Yomim Narayim. Oh, Sif Gimel. If someone's in jail, you don't bring them a Sefer Torah, even a Shem Kippur, to do the laning, because you don't bring a Sefer Torah for that reason. The Ramah sends you to the halachos of Kriyas HaTorah, and this is a whole discussion there, which we're not going to get into now. There's a whole discussion what to do regarding bringing a Torah to someone who's in jail. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't. The actual halacha l'maisa is more complicated than that. Now, there's a famous comment of the Berhetev here. He quotes from the Arizal. The Arizal was nohag to cry in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the davening. And the Arizal said, Mi she'eino bocha b'yomim elu, ein ishmas ha'tova o'shlema. If you don't cry on these days, it shows there's something missing in your neshama. It's not a full, proper neshama. Oh. And that's the Arizal. Now, it's interesting, it's quoted in the name of the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, you shouldn't cry on Rosh Hashanah, because it's supposed to be a happy day. Chedvas Hashem? So how do you fit these two? So it could be it's a machlokas. That could be. But others say no. Others say there are two types of crying. There's a crying of sadness. You're sad. Oy, it's hard, I'm sad, I'm in a bad mood. That type of crying is not appropriate for Rosh Hashanah. Maybe that's what the Gra meant. But crying that's part of your tefillah and tachanunim, v'hargasha as hiskarvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person recognizes he's totally dependent on Hashem. And that emotion of feeling close to Hashem and feeling dependent on Hashem, everything is in His hands, and that brings you to cry, not out of sadness, but out of that complete sense of dependence. That type of crying is not only allowed, indeed it's appropriate, as the Arizal said, and that is the custom. People cry during the Matan Tokef. That is a minhag, and it's an appropriate minhag. You're recognizing everything's in Hashem's hands, and you break down and cry. You're overwhelmed by the awesomeness of the day, and everything comes down to this day, and Hashem is judging us today, and we're crying. Part of our tefillah is that we cry, asking Hashem for a good din on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll stop.